Do you remember getting your first ever paycheck at your first ever job? I do. And aside from giving the whole thing to my parents, which was the in thing to do before, I was also shocked that I wasn't getting the whole amount of what was promised. There were deductions that were later explained to me as taxes. As I kept working, I discovered where these small portions of my salary went. Turns out, they went back to the community, to the country. They went to various projects, and I discovered that sometimes, they even go into the pockets of greedy, quote-unquote, public servants. But more often than not, it's really what you owe back to the country, and so you can't escape your taxes. In fact, it's illegal to do so. So how do we ease this idea to our children so they're ready? What are some of the values we can teach our little ones that are in line with not only time management, but money management as well? Enter Ginger Arboleda. She isn't only a mother, but is the COO and co-founder of Taxumo, a tech startup that is now an accredited tax service provider for the Bureau of Internal Revenue. Enjoy picking up all her nuggets of wisdom in this episode of Mother of Fact. Ginger, it's so good to see you. Thank you so much for agreeing to guest on my podcast.
Hi, Ricky. It's nice to see you again.
Yes, again. Yeah. These mom circles, we just end up bumping into each other time and time again. And the last one, like you brought up earlier, you said last year?
Yeah, that was last year, 1 year ago. So now I have a baby who's 1 year old.
Oh my goodness. Oh, pandemic babies. Aren't they something else?
Yes. I know. I have a lot of friends with babies now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play dates to come.
Sometimes naisip mo ba kung ano yung generation nila when they start having their own mind? How advanced they'll be?
Yes. I can see it already with my 9-year-old. Like, she has a mind of her own, really. Like, parang iniisip ko, when I was 9, hindi naman ako ganito eh. Parang very advanced. They're very advanced.
And yeah. I feel like their maturity talaga mas mabilis, no, this generation.
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason why I have you here is we're gonna talk a little bit about money, about taxes. Of course, that is your forte, di ba? Can you break it down for us in layman's terms? Okay. Like, what exactly are taxes?
Okay, so taxes are basically what the government collects now from the people in their nation so that they can run different projects, they can build stuff, no, they can build infrastructure. Yeah, so that's essentially it in a nutshell. In the Philippines, we have different types of taxes. Maybe to add to that, like if you are in business, so you have to pay taxes, or if you're running like a professional career, which is like either a licensed profession, which is your doctors, your lawyers, now these are the people with a licensed profession, or an unlicensed profession, or what we call non-licensed professionals, like your digital workers, your freelancers, you still have to pay taxes. So basically all of the income that you earn in Philippine soil, so regardless if it's from abroad, no, you, di ba, yung ating mga digital workers, they earn from clients abroad. If you still collect it here in the Philippines, you have to pay taxes. Now, that's essentially how it should be, no? Like each one of us, we have to pay taxes. But there's this thing kasi called substituted filing, where if you are employed, which most of us kasi are, no, we are employed with an employer. After we graduate, we look for a job. We don't think of that anymore. The reason why is our employer pays for our taxes. Mm-hmm. So nakasanayan natin yung fact na we don't pay our taxes because that's how it is normally for most of us. Now we look for a job after and then the employer pays taxes.
Philippines lang yan?
Yes, Philippines to. Philippines lang. So I don't know if you've heard, no, but in the States kasi they file their own taxes, diba? Mm-hmm. So it's actually our tax system is patterned like that, no? Mm-hmm. It's just that syempre may mga tweak na rules so that mas bagay dito sa Pilipinas. But essentially, yun yung normal eh. We have to pay. And then, nagkaroon lang ng, kaya substituted filing for the employers. Kasi yun yung hindi normal na scenario.
Oh.
Yeah, so nagkabaliktad lang with ours, no? Yeah.
So parang we're spoiled? Are we spoiled? Are we a little spoon-fed?
In a sense, well, hindi naman. I guess it's our in our culture then naman. Na parang we were brought up, like after you graduate, we were told by our parents na you have to look for a good job and then you have to earn from that job. Ngayon lang that I've seen like more people getting into business kasi, 'di ba? Na it's an option nowadays na parang you can get into business, you can pursue like whatever passion it is that you want, you can pursue a freelancing career.
That's
Before
right.
kasi, 'di ba, in our times, it's more,
Employer,
yeah, so
employee,
that was what we were used to. But now
yeah.
everything's different now. So, yeah, that's why people now are more asking about like how do I pay my taxes on my own? Because
Yeah.
I want to have a side gig, a side racket, an online business, an e-commerce business.
Yeah, and this is where you're expert at, right? So before we get to Taxumo, can you lay the groundwork for demystifying taxes for us? Because for I was not taught about taxes growing up. And so, the first paycheck you get and you see these deductions and you find out that that's the way it is, diba? Parang you get
Yeah.
shocked a little bit. And people don't want to deal with that. But can you tell us a little bit about if it's at all simple?
Yeah. Before we started with the startup kasi, it was the processes were also very manual and tedious, sad to say. So the rules were also very complicated, no? And until now naman eh, it's ever changing as well. So when we started in 2016, we had so many changes in the tax rules. So we had train, we had create. So all of these different parang permutations, no? For the business owner naman, yeah, so the first thing kasi that you need to do is to register, no? Like for a business owner or even for a freelancer, you have to register. And we're not talking about the TIN kasi all of us, basta we're either employed or run a business, we have to get a TIN. But after that, we still have to register a business, no? And get a certificate for the business that we start. And then that's when we start paying taxes. When you get in, I just feel like when you get into business or even start a side gig or a side racket, no? It's with it, eh. It comes with it. Now, paying taxes comes with it. I think most of us, we see it as an expense kasi, but it's not, eh. It should be part of the process when you're starting or when you're creating a business. And the reason why it's important that we do our duty, no, and it's not just because obligation, hindi rin siya because it's our responsibility. It's more about like managing your finances, personal finance as well. It comes with that. When you pay your taxes correctly and when you pay your taxes, period, you can get credit facilities. You're eligible for credit facilities. What do I mean, no? So when you buy a house or you buy a car, swerte ka na lang if you have the entire cash, no? You're liquid enough to pay like millions of pesos. But if not, you really have to get a loan. And when you get a loan, they give you better loans if you get it from better financial institutions, no, and not from mga loan sharks. And how do you get loans from banks or like good financial institutions? You present your taxes, the tax forms that you paid. So that comes with it is I've read a lot of studies about like people failing in businesses or people not being able to sustain the side gigs or rackets that they have because of poor cash flow management and low access to credit. And that's the reason why we have low access to credit because people are not aware that nakatuhog na lahat yan eh. Like taxes, good cash flow management, good business decisions, they're all in that spectrum now. You have to know everything so that you can sustain a business or a career. So, ganun. So it's important because of that. And of course, dun sa mga gusto mag-travel
I
for
was
you
just about to say, yes, I was just
to
about to say, just to throw
get
in, as part of that spectrum, people look for your ITRs and they want to make sure that you've been paying your taxes. And,
Yeah.
it's really a contribution to society that teaches you life lessons, isn't it? Because I wasn't taught this growing up. How do you start teaching your kids, like your 9-year-old, is she familiar with? I'm sure it didn't start with let's manage your finances, diba? So what are
Yes.
like there has to be like an ingrained lesson there that you can start off with when they're younger. Do you have any stepping stones?
Yeah, for me, it's all about when they're that young, no, or even younger, You teach them the values that you want to pass on, diba? Let's say integrity, diba? You want them to be, if they promise something and if they commit to something, you want them to be one with their word, diba? Or let's say, yeah, it really starts with values, no? It starts with the values. And then from the values, that's when you begin to teach them the foundational stuff. So, for example, she knows at her age now, obviously she knows what taxes are. At least that, no? What taxes are. Because, for example, we're also homeschooling parents. When you teach math, you start with counting and then you start with addition. And then once they get addition, you introduce multiplication. No? So that's how it is also with concepts like these. So you start with, you lay the groundwork, you lay like what taxes are, what's it for, and then dadagdagan mo nang why is it important to pay taxes? And then that's when you introduce now, as they get older, that's when you introduce like concepts of, let's say, credit, interest. Diba? Mm-hmm. What is interest? What is inflation? Not at this age, definitely, no. Yes. But at least that's how it is. Now that's how we do it. That's you add little by little to the concepts that they know, and then eventually they'll get to a point. Now, this is easy because I knew about this concept, and then I worked towards building that already. So that's how it is. Hindi natin dapat pilitan din yung mga anak natin to know yung mga concepts like interest at this point in time, no? Na 9 or 8. It's good if they know. But it's really, like for business naman, when I teach business, apart from taxes, I teach her the exchange of value. For example, if you do this, you get this. Mm-hmm. Or if you buy this, you have to get this in return. So those concepts before teaching them about business model and revenue models,
I imagine if you have that early training, parang maganda yung relationship mo with money later on. Does that make sense? So were you Ginger as a child? Is that the way that you were raised and taught as well, the value of money?
Well, I had a very entrepreneurial dad, so early on I've seen him like go through different businesses. Bata pa lang ako, Ricky. Nako, parang grade 3. My first business was, I was in grade 3.
Okay.
And then gusto ko mag-save. Kasi mom ko would always say, save, save, save. I didn't know the concept of savings. Like, why should I save? Pero lagi niya sinasabi, I have to put money in my piggy bank. Diba?
It's a good question.
Yeah, but sabi ko, sige, fine, let's save. No? So, so what I did was I created headbands and I sold headbands to my classmates and they would pay me. And when they paid me, I would have that feeling now, wow, this is fun. So that's how I developed the love for like creating things and selling stuff. And so yun yung relationship ko with money and business in general. No, that's how I see it. So laging masaya for me. Like whenever I come out, whenever I come up with an idea, I feel like, ay, saya naman ito. Kaya ko ba to? Or parang I always get to challenge myself and see if it's like for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so for all the parents who are listening and, you know, they also want to try to do this, to inject a little bit of money smarts in their kids, how do you think they should start? Like, what is step one?
Yeah. So maybe the basic concepts of when we're going towards like concepts, no, like the concepts of saving and then saving, like spending and also donating. So in 3 jars, I don't know if you've seen that before. Like,
I think I've heard it.
Yeah. You teach the kids the concept of if they get their allowance, how much of it goes to savings, how much of it goes to like spending, and how much goes to like donations and charity. So that's how you start, no? Like for example, like my daughter, I also taught her like the process of like setting goals. So she always wanted a VR. Eh, di ba ang mahal, Ricky? Miski naman ako, like parang I didn't want to buy it, syempre for her. Sabi ko, dapat paghirapan mo, like you have to save your allowance. It took her, my gosh, like 2 years. Like all of, like some of her friends already had VRs kasi binibili ng parents. Ako sabi ko, hindi kita talaga bibilhan. Talagang pag-ipunan mo yan. So when she finally got, like she would always ask me, how much do I have na in my bank account? Like, tell me. So nung finally told her, oh, you have enough, she was so happy. So talagang iba yung ingat also that they bring in, like well, they take care of their things pag sila talaga yung bumili. So early on talaga she really like knew what savings were, like to save talaga siya and then spends it for things that she likes. And then they get to appreciate the things that they spend, like that the things that they buy rather.
That's so great because what I heard was there was a practice of patience at such a young age. And I keep hearing this from the guests on this podcast is delayed gratification and the effect that can have on children. Especially now, Ginger, like in the time of social media where everything is so instant and everything just happens so fast, diba? It's a skill to practice patience with children nowadays.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, and so the delayed gratification that you and your daughter like practiced, I think that's a really good start as well. And the foundation of so many other learnings, not just diba, about money. Yeah.
If I may add to that, Ricky, no, the concept of delayed gratification.
Yeah, yeah.
We parents often think na parang, oh, they should, diba, dapat at least be patient. Mm-hmm. Pero what we don't realize is, nakikita nila sa atin yan eh. Mm-hmm. So we should model that as well. Mm-hmm. So kung tayo rin, if we're impatient, that's what they see in us. So they become that way as well. Just recently kasi I realized na, why is she like that? No, na parang sometimes she's always on her like laptop or her iPad. I noticed na parang kami rin, when we're busy with work, nagko-computer kami, wala siyang kausap. So, ganun din. That's what she sees in us. So, yun lang, for the parents out there, also look at yourselves.
Yeah.
Like how we looked at ourselves as well. Na parang kami ata yung reason kung bakit ganito. Because she just models what she sees.
Yeah, I was just about to ask Ngai, like, what do you do if they don't seem to listen or if they're not picking up what you're trying to teach them? And maybe that's also one of the answers, no? You really have to be modeling the behavior that you want to see from your kids.
What we do is we ask her why. Mm-hmm. Why? It's always a conversation. Kasi sometimes, diba, conversations are two-way. It should be two-way. So, as a parent, normally, pag hindi yan nakinig, what we do is talagang we just raise our voice. In the eventuality na, when we
that's
raise
the
our
instinct,
voice,
yeah.
Diba, baka makinig eh. Like if we shout at them, no, or we raise our voice. But no, for us kasi, we really ask, like, why aren't you doing this thing? For example, we ask her to do something. Why aren't you doing this thing? Is there a reason behind not doing it? And then we explain why we needed her to do it in the first place. So once she understands the reason, that's when they do the thing. Based on experience, based on like what we have with our daughter, that's when they realize na, ah, okay, kaya pala gusto ni mommy at ni daddy ganito because this one, ito pala yung reason. So sometimes it's just about talking to them, no? And I think dahil bata sila, sometimes we think na they don't understand or they don't get it. But yun nga, we were talking a while ago that iba na yung kids ngayon, they're very mature, they understand things. So we need to explain to them also and also be patient in explaining because they get it, eh? They get it, yeah.
Tell me about your patience scale nowadays, Ginger. Mm-hmm. Like, as you know, you're homeschooling, you have an infant. Have you practiced patience? Did you master it at all? As a parent, like, what do you pride yourself in at the moment?
Yeah, Ricky, nako continues ano yan, practice when it comes to patience. No? But I would say I'm more patient now than before, like when I was single. Before, like sa team pa lang, you'll also see it sa office, di ba? Like parang, nako, wala akong pasensya, like sa mga people hindi nakakagets ng whatever, right? So, but now, like being a mom, it really taught me to be more patient. Iba talaga. Like, being a mom, you get to practice that. What am I most proud of right now? I think it's seeing Zika and mostly Zika kasi baby pa naman talaga the other one. No? But mostly seeing her becoming more independent. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes namamangha na lang ako. I'm surprised na she understands different things and sometimes she would explain things that I don't personally know about stuff, no? And siya, naiintindihan niya. So, it's that. We were watching a K-drama yesterday evening. And she was asking, I don't know if you know this K-drama, where the a young lady and a gentleman. Anyway, the age gap is far. And the premise is, oh, you shouldn't marry this guy because he's older, like that. Mm-hmm. And ang galing niya, like parang she wasn't asking me, she was like talking to the screen and saying, why are you guys like that? Love, they love each other, and it shouldn't matter. Ganun siya. Parang, what? Wow, so wise of you. Like, I know, right? For a 9-year-old, why are they condemning this relationship? Parang she couldn't believe like this was an issue. If they like you, they clearly love each other. So parang wait lang, 9 ka pa lang, di ba? Why do you know these concepts and like? Diba? Yung ganyang klaseng reasoning. So, nakakagulat. So, I'm proud of that. Na parang, she has her values already. Like, whatever we wanted to pass on. Maybe not all, no, but but at least most of the values that we want to pass on to her, she gets it. She stands her ground when she believes in something. Mm-hmm. She's very curious about different things. Like, if especially when she feels like something's wrong and something's off, she asks. So yun lang, dun palang okay na ako, parang okay.
The sleepless nights, everything worth it siya. Just like hearing these things now. Yeah. Because I can imagine, I have a 6-year-old and so wala pa ako sa mga ganyang critical thinking levels. But I can just imagine having an intellectual conversation about values, diba? Can only imagine how it must feel having those values reflect back to you. Because, syempre, ikaw yung nagpalaki dyan. So, technically, diba, she got those values from you.
Yeah.
I think that's great. But how about your other baby, si, ano, si Taxi? Yeah, can we talk a little about... Oh, sige, si Honey.
Hindi, sige, it's fine. Ang dami kong babies kasi, Ricky. Si Taxi mo naman.
I wanted to ask about Taxi. Like, tell us about the birth of that. How did it start? What was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, so Taksumo started way back in 2016. No? We incorporated it 2016, but the idea was really actually 2015 pa lang. Okay. So prior to Taksumo, I had my own business, which was called Manila Workshop. So it's an event management company. We used to run learning events for wannabe entrepreneurs and freelancers. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was I didn't realize na kasi syempre, when you pursue something, you're focused on, okay, let's create an event, diba? You don't focus on, okay, how do I comply with the government, diba?
Oh.
Or you don't, you tend to forget all of those stuff, no? The admin stuff of it. So, I hired an accountant before, but then that accountant missed a lot of filings and also like missed checking my books. So I had to pay penalties with the BIR, which really was really a lot. No? So parang sayang because I would say like 1/8 siya nung income din.
Oh,
sa
wow.
Yeah, it was huge. So I would get stressed all the time. No? That time, parang on a monthly basis, you have to pay taxes for non-VAT entities. Right now, buti na lang quarterly na lang. But still, it's still frequent. No? So what my husband did, because he had an IT background, he created a program that ran in my computer and that helped me a lot.
Wow.
And then, sabi namin, uy, parang magandang idea ta. Let's share it with our fellow like MSMEs, sell it, or maybe like sell it also. It may it may help them no, grow their business. So that was how we started Taksumo. And then we pitched it to the BIR. Because I had a few people who I knew from the BIR because of my previous work in a bank. Mm-hmm. And then that's how it basically started.
What a great idea. Would you say that your run-in with that bad accountant, was that like the worst tax story? Experience?
Yes. Kasi ano yun? 6 digits yun, Ricky. San ko pupulutin? Like for a small business owner, you'd think like, that's big, huh? Like, san ko pupulutin yun? And normally, if you know that that's your penalty na with the BIR, yun na yun, diba? You have to pay that. Or, diba? Or
you can't make excuses na, diba? Because you're technically as a citizen supposed to be on top of your taxes.
Exactly. And that's what I didn't know, no, before. Parang, ah, siguro the accountant will take charge of everything, no? I don't need to know anything. Pero when that happened, I realized by law, you're accountable as the business owner. Mm. You're accountable for everything. Even if nakapirma dyan yung accountant mo who files your taxes, at the end of the day, if something happens, it's you who's held liable for the penalties. And imprisonment. In the Philippines, may imprisonment pa, would you believe?
Yeah.
May ganun pa. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to ask more about imprisonment and certain figures, but yeah, we won't go there. So yeah, how about the biggest challenge you've had so far with Taxumo? Like, did you encounter any speed bumps along the way? Because it did become a business, diba?
Yeah, I think in the beginning, it was really like introducing Taxumo to the Philippine market.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why there wasn't anything like this when we started, there wasn't a category na parang tax software. There were accounting systems, no, the full-blown accounting systems like QuickBooks or say Xero. But in terms of like a software that would help you file and pay your taxes online, there wasn't anything like that. So it was hard to introduce it to the market because people didn't understand. And taxation itself is a very complicated subject.
Diba? So taxing.
Exactly. So taxing. Ito pa, when we would sell to people before, mainit na ulo nila just with the word, by hearing the word taxes. Mainit na yung ulo nila. So parang wait. So it took a while, no, to teach them like, oh well, Taxumo is here to help you. We're the friendly entity that you can go to if you have questions or if you want clarity on your taxes, we can help you out.
Yeah.
So that's how it was. I think yun yung parang biggest struggle talaga for us, no? Well, until today naman, it's more of getting more and people subscribed to the idea that taxes is part of basically good business practices, no? Paying your taxes. It's part of that. Good business practices or even personal finance if you are a freelancer. It's part of it. Yeah, just embrace it and understand everything that you can about it and you'd be good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's excellent advice for anybody listening who's still scared of taxes. Of course, you also have Taxumo to help you out. So just in case, diba, you want to look into that. You're doing a lot of other things, Ginger, aside from that. You're also blogging. You're vlogging on the side. You know, how are you finding the energy nowadays to juggle all of this?
Natawa ako, diba? So, but it's really a struggle. Ang dami. It's really a struggle, Ricky. Like, but it, ano naman eh, if you find something fulfilling, and in my life, I find everything naman very fulfilling. No? I find my work in Taxumo very fulfilling because we help a lot of MSMEs, freelancers. My responsibility as a mom also, I find it very, yeah, fulfilling also with my two kids and also as a wife. And in content creation naman, it's really like my voice out there, like helping. This is my niche. It's more of really the MSMEs, the freelancers of the Philippines that I want to help out. Yeah. So yeah, it's a daily, parang you have to juggle it on a daily basis. It really depends on like what's your priority, I guess, for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go through that, take that off your list. It never ends, no? It never ends. For me, it's a matter of like, if you're living in this world, it's a matter of preserving and conserving your energy and also looking at where you're actually spending your energy. So you spend your energy on the things that matter and the things that you prioritize. And also take a step back once in a while so that you can conserve your energy. No? You look at self-care, take care of your mental health, because it's part of that. That's how I see things. No? It's it's really how you spend and preserve your energy.
Yeah. It's still very money related, no? Very tax related. I guess it is like a, it really is the foundation, no?
Mm-hmm.
All about just learning how to maximize spending and yeah, that's great. What great advice. Before I let you go, of course, Ginger, where can we find you online if they have any questions about their taxes, about life in general? Diba? Where can they get in touch with you, Ginger?
Yeah, so for Taxumo, you can just go to www.taxumo.com. If you want to like reach me, just go to my Facebook page, which is Mommy Ginger, or my Instagram account, which is Ginger Arboleda.
Yay! Thank you so much again, Ginger. If there's one piece of advice that you can give to parents listening on how to start the conversation with their young ones or how to model this kind of behavior, diba? Any parting words?
I think it's about learning together with mm-hmm. your little one. So mm-hmm. if you don't know much about like handling money, now is the time to start. There's never like a late time for you to start learning about all of these things, no? Savings, investments, personal finance, taxation. So yeah, just start and sit with them. I guess that's one lesson that I've learned also as a homeschooling mom, no? Sometimes mm-hmm. you don't know eh, yung mga lessons that you teach your kids. Mm-hmm. That's the first time also, or parang nakalimutan mo na yun kasi grade school pa yun, diba?
Yeah,
but you sit down and try to understand it, and that moment where you're trying to learn together, it's also a good bonding moment with them, diba? You get to converse with them, you get to learn more about your little one, you get to learn about how they think and how mm-hmm. they react to certain things.
Yeah.
So there, learn together and have fun.
I always say, Ginger, that motherhood makes you smarter. And I don't know if that's just like because I'm biased because I'm a mother. Pero yun nga, because nga you get to sit with all of these developing humans, you learn so much about yourself and about how development works and what they discover. And it really is such that's a true. Trip and such a lesson. Thank you very much for sharing your knowledge with us.
All right. Thank you, Ricky.
Mother of Fact is proudly an Anima podcast. Check out other great content by following Anima online at Anima Pods on Twitter and Instagram. Digging the podcast so far? Leave a rating and don't be shy to record a voice message for me. You might just end up in the next episode. Click the link in the description or hit me up online. It's at Ricky Flo.